And then in terms of the tumor lysis syndrome, as you mentioned, like in the package insert of the drug, there's a very straightforward table, tells you whether they need to go into the hospital. But the bottom line is that precaution, that's mainly until they get their response, right?
It's at the 20 and 50 milligram dose that the monitoring is the most intensive and includes potentially inpatient admission. And then as they escalate further, the monitoring tapers off. But we follow that package insert religiously.
And when you do that, I'm just kind of curious, have you seen tumor lysis? This man didn't have it.
No, this man didn't have it, and honestly, I thought for sure he would, but he didn't. And he was actually the first person at Hopkins that we had ever admitted for venetoclax, which was really quite a learning experience for the inpatient team because they're really not used to admitting people to get oral drugs. But this one is different, and everybody quickly wrapped their head around it, and it was still a relatively new drug at that point.
How high was his white count?
His white count was in like the 80,000 range, so not sky high. He was slightly anemic, not transfusion dependent though, nor platelet transfusion dependent. I think his platelets were around 75 or 80 as well.
But I mean, he had a lot of adenopathy. It just shrank right down. And so basically, what exactly were you doing other than monitoring his blood work? Hydrating them? What were you doing about his uric acid?
So allopurinol, and then the package insert talks about using respiracase. It is essentially the acute leukemia algorithm for respiracase. It's not anything different than folks would do for acute leukemics.
And how do you, again, in this situation where you're really having this massive tumor drop, how aggressively do you hydrate? You mentioned his renal function was kind of compromised. How aggressively do you hydrate?
So our inpatient service just used their regular algorithm, but even for people who get it as an outpatient and don't need to be admitted, hydration is really critical for these folks. When we really push them to hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. The other little pearl here is that people should not start these drugs late in the week. They should start them on Monday or Tuesday because you're going to need to do outpatient tumor lysis monitoring on them.
That's interesting. So, what are you looking for specifically in their blood work?
So we're doing comps, we're looking at renal function, but also looking at the calcium and the phos and the potassium and the magnesium, just making sure that they're okay. If I'm worried about people coming into the first dose dehydrated, I will give them hydration in clinic, and you shouldn't be afraid to do that. Because some people just can't drink that much. And if you're going to have them in every day to be doing lab work, there's no downside to giving them a liter of fluid and really making sure that they're as wet as they can be, within reason, certainly, because this is an older population. So you've got to balance congestive heart failure and other things that you may not want to fluid overload folks.